Oasis Audio presents The Forbidden by Beverly Lewis, read for you by Amy Lilly. Prologue, Winter 1967. I dreamed of Susie last night. In the dream, it was deep winter, and heavy snow fell as we walked to the barn to feed the Calveys, little sisters once again. The whistle of a distant train, its sad, haunting sound hung in the dense, cold air as it echoed through our cornfield. Yet, why was the corn still tall and thriving in the dead of January? All of this was crammed into a dream that lasted only a few minutes at most. My friend Rosanna King says dreams are like that, tantalizing you with a mixture of puzzling things that don't make a bit of sense. Even so, I awakened with the knowledge that I must be moving beyond my initial grief. Yeah, I long to see Susie again, to talk with her and feel her gentle breath on my hair as she sleeps, sharing our old childhood bed, sharing our lives too. But something has changed in me. Maybe it helps to know that Dad and Mama believe Susie's in heaven, even though she died before she could join church. This idea is so terribly bewildering, as it goes against everything we've always believed. Yet I find it comforting, too. I dare say it is a comfort I sorely need, but with the six-month anniversary of Susie's death having come and gone. And already 3 weeks have passed since my beau, Caleb Yoder, revealed the startling news that his father had forbidden...